President Joe Biden, long distracted by global crises, is now turning his attention eastward to Asia. With the global pandemic and the war in Ukraine still raging, the U.S. president embarks on his first trip to the region as president considerably later in his term than expected. He begins in Seoul in a show of solidarity with allies working to counter the regional dominance of China.
The Biden administration is not very different from the Trump administration and its policy toward China. The rhetoric may not be as confrontational, but the policies have remained the same.
The threats from China, both military and economic, also remain the same. The U.S. government's view on China, like Biden's, has been evolving ever since President Richard Nixon made a visit there in 1972. Biden, who visited China as senator in 2001 and as vice president in 2011, has gone from seeing it as a partner to be liberalized through trade to a sharp-elbowed rival.
China has an overall goal, and I don't criticize them for the goal, but they have an overall goal to become the leading country in the world, the wealthiest country in the world, and the most powerful country in the world. That's not going to happen on my watch.
President Trump spoke more fondly of Xi, but waged a bitter trade war against him.
My relationship with President Xi is an extraordinary one. He's for China, I'm for the U.S., but other than that, we love each other.
In Seoul, Biden will also press to work out the kinks in the global supply chain and work on North Korea.
The goal remains the same, which is an impossible goal, and that is the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. It's not going to happen.
Then Biden travels to Tokyo for a meeting of the Quadrilateral Security Dialogue. Australia, India, Japan, and the U.S. focused on trade security. He's expected to emphasize that the region remains a top U.S. priority.
We're committed to a future where the rules and norms that have made possible so much growth and prosperity and stability in the Indo-Pacific are upheld and strengthened.
A priority, the White House says, despite the war and pandemic that have consumed much of his presidency. John Hendren, Al Jazeera.
Let's get more on the visit from Al Jazeera's Florence Louis, who's in Seoul. What message is the U.S. intending to send with this visit, Florence?
Well, South Korea and Japan are already key allies of the U.S., but the U.S. says it wants to strengthen those ties even further, and we're likely to see that take the form of perhaps new trade and business and technology deals, perhaps an upgrading of existing security partnerships. Now, it's also important to note that just a week ago, President Biden hosted Southeast Asian leaders in the U.S., and at that summit, analysts say it was part of an effort to prevent China from dominating the Indo-Pacific region. So this trip really is to rally its allies in East Asia, to send a message to its friends and allies, and also a message to China that the U.S. is back, it's committed to the region, and it wants the Indo-Pacific to remain free and open. And this is a message that we've heard the Biden administration make time and again. Now, for countries in this region, however, China remains a very important partner, especially in trade. So for them, it's not going to be a matter of having to choose which country they want to align themselves to, but more of conducting a fine balancing act between these two powerful nations.
And what specifically is the president hoping to achieve there in South Korea?
Well, denuclearization of North Korea is going to be high on the agenda, especially given reports that North Korea could be conducting a seventh nuclear test. But trade and technology is also very important for both the U.S. and also South Korea. We've seen the world go through a shortage of computer chips, and that's had an effect on the availability of vehicles, of kitchen appliances and other goods. That supply chain crunch has contributed to inflation. And the U.S. is keen to prevent those problems going forward. So one way to do that is to have those chips manufactured in the U.S. And at the moment, the U.S. only produces about 10% of computer chips. So the plant And it's significant that President Biden, his first trip, or his first visit, rather, in South Korea, is going to be a visit to a Samsung chip manufacturing plant. And that plant is going to serve as a model for a plant that Samsung is building in the U.S. Now, President Biden is also expected to make a case for a bill that he wants passed that will see the U.S. bolster chip production and also help protect it from future supply chain problems in Asia. Now, it's not just a win for U.S., it's also a win for South Korea. It's already an important player in the chip industry, but obviously it wants a bigger market share. And its tie-ups with the U.S. will help it do that, because more plants means more output and greater market share.
Florence, many thanks indeed. Al Jazeera's Florence Louis there, live in Seoul.